Poultry producers urged to step up biosecurity. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. In light of the recent avian influenza outbreaks here in Tennessee, animal health officials are urging poultry producers to beef up biosecurity. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Two outbreaks of avian influenza over the last couple of weeks in Tennessee poultry flocks. That has animal health officials everywhere urging growers to tighten biosecurity measures, keep a close eye on their flocks. Most outbreaks happen when wild birds bring in the virus, but
we as humans spread it.
USDA's chief veterinarian, Dr. Jack Shear, says farm managers usually know about this and about the threat and about biosecurity measures, but the biggest mistake they sometimes make is not educating their workers about those things.
They need to understand disease and disease spread. They need to be educated on what are the signs of this disease. It starts out perhaps with just simple malaise. The birds just don't feel good. They're quiet, more quiet than normal. They don't eat as much. They may not drink as much water.
He says the sooner the signs are noticed, action taken, the better for everybody. Of course, the best thing is to have the flocks with as little contact as possible with anything or anybody from outside the facility.
And consider anything outside of that as infected areas.
This is so-called biosecurity. After that 2015 outbreak that resulted in about 50 million birds dying or having to be euthanized, most poultry operations have tightened up their biosecurity, some in simple ways.
Washing your hands, a very simple thing. Changing your clothes and having foot baths at the door.
And that footwear, very important because
a simple gram of feces can infect an entire flock, and that could be on the bottom of your boot.
And to keep, Dr. Shear says, every poultry house should be inspected for places that outdoor birds might get in, and those openings screened or blocked in some way. So in general,
every step you can take to put a hurdle in place for this virus, the more chance you have of not getting it.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.